Big up Ep 23. That's what I'm on now. What? Why are you giggling at that?
You don't often say big up.
Yeah, I'm changing up my vocab.
Any new ones?
I just start saying yo all the time.
You have. You've done it.
Let's hit this podcast, yo.
Yeah, you did that.
It's not working. It's not working.
Oh. Yeah. You sounded like Jesse Pinkman, I thought, from Breaking Bad. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad, by the way?
What a show.
Shut up!
I've seen Breaking Bad, Jack.
You can't change it. Shut up, I'm talking, intro. Welcome back, episode 23 of Shut Up, I'm Talking. Guys, we've nearly hit the 6 month mark of running this podcast. Can you believe it?
I can, yeah.
I can't. It doesn't feel like 6 months we've been doing this.
Yeah, how long does it feel?
Couple months.
It was more like 4 months and 20 days.
But that isn't right.
No,
it's been longer. That's what's baffling me. That and more to come. But first, we got to kick off where we always kick off. Tom.
Hang on. No, you mean a shit. Usually as the host, you ask me how I'm doing.
I just don't care.
Come on, man.
Just don't care.
That's the role of the sort of host.
No, but yeah, but let's just cut the shit and get on with it, because I don't care.
Oh, yeah, sure, all right.
Are you well, though?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. You see?
You can leave it next time.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Right, anyway, your worst moment of the week, Tom, hit me.
Guess what I found out?
Can you not have milk?
I'm lactose bloody intolerant.
How did you find this out?
Well, I didn't want to talk about this on the podcast.
Did you have a big shit?
I have been sharting in my pants for months. Right? Everywhere I go.
Months.
Nearly.
Big shots. Like proper skids.
£2 a day.
Is it really?
For months. So I was already like... So, Jack, imagine how much off my rhythm I was.
Mate, you've been shat here. I mean, like, that's it.
There have been a few times.
You've been sitting here with shitty pants the whole time we've been recording this podcast.
There have been a good couple of episodes, because it usually happens later in the day, where I think... Huh. So anyway, and let me tell you, man, that's emasculating. You know, you don't feel like a king.
You
feel like a measly peasant. So anyway, when I went off to Switzerland on my journey, I was there and I stopped. I was eating a bit less and suddenly the sharts had gone. And I was thinking, well, where are they gone? And I was on the doctor.
Where have they gone?
Where have they gone?
So you missed them?
Slowly I started adding back things. And Erin was saying, apparently when I change my diet for the gym, that can be the trigger for intolerances to begin.
Really?
That's what he said.
But this
could be just a lie.
No, I trust Erin implicitly.
Okay, yeah. Well, me too, yeah. That's why. Anyway, so I was eating and I was thinking, they're gone. So I slowly start adding back. Is it bread? No, thank God. I love bread. Is it bacon? No, it's not bacon. Is it, this guy comes over and goes, do you want a bit of cheese? I go, all right. I try some Swiss cheese. It was horrible. And it was like 20.
I remember you telling me how shit this Swiss
and it was like 23 quid. It was awful cheese. And then I, the sharts are back. And I think, oh, it's cheese, isn't it? And then I go, no, it's lactose. And this reminds me of all that milk I drink. In the mornings with my cereal. I think, oh, okay, well, I lose milk now. That's fine. I use oat milk.
Well, oat milk and cereal.
Molly was lactose intolerant, so I'd have to sometimes use oat milk. And so I was sort of used to it. So I go to oat milk. Easy.
Yeah.
I'm on oat milk. This is going to be fine. Then my mates go, no pizza. Shit. No pizza.
No pizza.
Then here's the kicker.
Vegan cheese on the pizza.
Mm. No, here's the kicker. Chocolate. Has milk in.
You can have dark chocolate.
I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh.
So my dad likes it, I don't.
Dads really like dark chocolate. It's part of being a dad.
Yeah.
That's what I've been learning. I've been learning all about being a dad.
Okay, so I can't have chocolate, but last night, I was just angry. So I had a load of chocolate. It was like a rebellious thing. But the problem is when you're rebelling against your own body.
Shit yourself.
Here I am having, watery shits this morning, so. Well, not watery, just not the. It's not like tight, not compact. You know what I mean?
Yeah, low viscosity.
Yeah, sorry if anyone's eating. But yeah, anyway.
Hopefully you're eating cheese. Appreciate what you have, you know?
No, because I was saying this to Freddy, you just don't know what you've got till it's gone. And he was going, that's right, then I've been appreciating milk ever since. And I was like, all right, Fred.
I don't think I have anything like that. I don't have any intolerances, so I can't.
But what, imagine.
I used to be very, my stomach used to be very upset by the KFC, something in KFC.
Obviously, because it's all chemicals and no, magnets.
No, but like now I eat it and it's fine. But some, there was something about KFC that was upsetting me back in the day.
But yeah, no, so this is my new, I didn't want to, this is one of the few things I didn't want to talk about on the podcast was my
It's funny because you actually wrote it down on the sheet.
No, not my tolerance, my sharts as they were going on.
No one asked you about, oh, they've stopped now so you can talk about them.
Yeah.
It's what you've been through, not what you're going through.
Exactly. It's the power of hindsight. What's your worst moment, Jack?
Yeah, cheers for asking, Tom. So mundane adult shit this week, sadly. My boiler broke. You had this the other week.
Yep.
Yeah, my boiler broke on Friday and I said to the landlord, can you have someone come fix it? And they went, yeah. And then I saw the appointment get booked in. This already pissed me off. They booked it in for Monday. I thought, great, that's a weekend without a boiler for a start. But I get not everyone works weekends like me who works really hard. So I went, all right, fine, whatever. You know, I guess I have no boiler for the weekend. But also, I'm like, you didn't even fucking think to ask me whether I was in on Monday to deal with this whole boiler situation. Because guess what?
Monday. It's a Monday. You're going to be in on a Monday.
I'm not in. Monday was yesterday, dipshit. You know I wasn't in.
You weren't in, yeah.
We were filming a new segment for the Patreon. You guys will hear about it later. I'll intro it all. It's yet to come.
You got this host thing down.
We've got exciting things to come, but I was filming a lot of new stuff, right? I was out all day. Eleanor was in London. Who's in to take the boiler guy? Fucking no one.
I could have popped round.
I know, but actually, sort of conveniently, but a little bit annoyingly, at 7:45 in the morning, he rang me to say, I'm 30 minutes away. And I thought, oh, I'm not leaving till 9. I actually will be in to let him in. So
this is not even a bad moment.
No, the bad moment is that all week I had to shower at your house.
That wasn't bad.
Now this may not seem bad because you've got a lovely shower, albeit a bathroom with no mirrors. That's weird. Saw a mirror. Just one would be nice.
I'm not a very self-indulgent guy.
I would just shave my face. I would appreciate just a mirror.
You have to use the small bathroom for the mirror.
No, what I did is just use my phone. I just used my phone's front-facing camera, but wasn't ideal.
The guy moved out, took the mirrors.
Why have you not put new mirrors in?
Well, you have to measure the size.
Yes. All right, that's one task.
And then put them,
put the order in.
Yeah.
Maybe put them up. Maybe hire a guy. TaskRabbit, that exists.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But either way, well, anyway, you've got no mirrors, so I had to shower. But anyway, I was showering at yours, but it's a nice shower, albeit strange. But the problem is, you've been speaking about rhythm for the past few weeks and how you get thrown in and out of it. I didn't realise the importance of rhythm until this week. I have been fucking screwed by this disruption to my rhythm. I didn't realise how reliant on routine I was. Because usually what I do is I wake up and then I get out of bed straight into the shower. I found it very difficult to determine how to get out of bed because I knew I couldn't shower and there was too many options for what I could do next. I could get dressed, but that seems silly. I'm going to go shower later. I could eat breakfast. I could feed the cats. I got really overwhelmed by choice.
Mm.
So I laid in bed for 2.5 hours one of the days because I couldn't work it. I just couldn't make my mind up. It was quite debilitating. And I realized, and also as a double whammy, Eleanor's been away all week. That's a more disruption to my rhythm. So I've been, basically my worst moment is my rhythm being fucking shattered and shit upon.
And your rhythm being off has been affecting my rhythm.
What?
Because you've been giving off a weird energy.
What do you mean?
Well, you were like, can I come round to yours to shower? And I was like, yeah, sure. And you came in, shut the door, and then laid down on the sofa like this with your hands behind your head.
There was a progression, and
we had a 40-minute chat.
There was a progression. I came in just to say hi because it felt polite to at least chat before I showered. But then I got caught. I got caught in the chat. Got comfy. Then our friend Lucas arrived, and I was like, "Great, Lucas is here. I guess I'm hanging out."
And then you kept being like, "Oh, Eleanor's not here. Do you want to like hang out later?" And I was like, "Oh," and you're like, "What about tomorrow? Do you want to hang out?"
I often choose to spend my evenings with my girlfriend. She's not here. All right, I guess my friends, I'll spend time with them. They'll do. But I feel like, you know, I see you so much doing all this work, all this work stuff. But
work.
I call it play. But I'll let that one sit.
You don't have to let it sit.
I know, I had to let it sit. Right. It was cringe and I had to let that. ear out. But anyway, I mean, you know, we see a lot of each other throughout the week because of the podcast, but I feel like I haven't seen you just to hang out in a while. So I thought, yeah, oh, wouldn't that be nice?
You'd already been lying on my sofa for 40 minutes, unbathed, unshowered, dirty.
Not that dirty, though.
I don't know.
I wanted to speak quickly about something my mum does. I wanted to know if anyone else has this. Do you know that they recall food sometimes?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
So, like, sometimes food from a factory, like, sometimes something goes wrong. Like, they send out all the food to the shops and then they go, oh, shit, we've accidentally put disease in the food or something. That's often what it is. Like, someone at the factory got the flu.
Scraped a bit of the clap in all the broccoli.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just something like that. So there's like some horrible shit in the food. So they have to go, there's a website where they go, these people are saying their food is bad, so you got to, don't eat it, give it back to the shop and they'll give you a new one that's not bad. I'd heard of this. I'd never experienced it. My mum, every time there's a food recall, will send me a message on WhatsApp going, just so you know, and there'll be a new food recall. And I never have once in all my years of being alive and living away from home, ever have I had any of these foods. It's always something I don't have. The other week was just like a random cheese. She was just like, don't eat this cheese. Because she heard I've been eating a lot of cheese that week.
Ugh. Lucky.
But I was fine. Well, yeah, I know. I feel bad.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you don't know what you've got.
This week, just so everybody knows, there was a new food recall yesterday. This is a PSA to all the viewers. Figured if my mum does this for me, I can do it for you. Coca-Cola Europacific Partners recalls a small range of soft drinks as a precaution because of elevated levels of chlorate. So if you don't want too much chlorate, please do not drink anything from a six-pack of 250ml Appetizers, 330ml tall cans of Coca-Cola, 330ml tall cans of Diet Coke, 330ml tall cans of Coca-Cola Zero,
and 330ml
tall cans of Sprite Zero. Don't drink them right now, because you may have high levels of chlorate.
That's what, you know, I actually had a can of Diet Coke yesterday.
Wow.
So, Jack, I was literally thinking, oh my God, my chlorate's through the
charts.
What
would you have, a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Well, you best not have had it from batch code 00089138200.
Okay, bro, so, this is...
Otherwise, your chlorate is going to be through the fucking roof, mate. So don't drink anymore. If you've got them in the fridge, get rid. Well, actually, no, what you do is you take them back to the shop and they'll give you new ones that aren't of this batch, so you'll be safe.
All your money back.
All your money back. It's true.
Or like a
pat on the back. I don't
mystery
know.
Mystery box or something.
Mr. B's mystery box.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just but yeah, my mum, it made me think about all the things my mum micromanages for me in my life. She's sort of like this, like, mums are like a PA you never hired. That's what I thought.
That is like one of the most grim sentences you've said in a long time.
No, I mean it in an appreciative way. Just sometimes
mums are like a PA you've never hired.
Well, I didn't ask for it, but like sometimes.
What else does she micromanage?
Well, I like sometimes if I tell her on the phone when we're having a catch up that I've got something to do, she'll message me on that day and go, "Did you do it?" Just to make sure I didn't forget.
But you need quite a lot of help. In your day to day, in a way I wouldn't say most adults do, Jack. Because I don't need that sort of.
This feels, I can't believe I'm saying this. This feels moderately ableist.
Me?
You?
How so?
I think. I don't know. I've never played that card before. I'm navigating it. I'm navigating
you played it.
I'm navigating it for the first time. I don't know. It felt like you were mocking me for needing help because of my neurodiversity.
No, but I wasn't mocking. I was just.
The tone. I'm going to say it felt mocking. Look, I'm forgiving you. But yeah, no, I don't know. My mum, like, you should make sure I've done tasks. And sometimes if I've got to wake up early, and if I mention that on the phone, she'll be like, do you want me to call you to make sure you're awake? Oh, don't worry, mum, alarms exist. And so far, they've served me well.
Jack, everyone has that relationship with their mum.
I think what I potentially realised...
What have you realised?
Is the reason I didn't realise until I moved out that I might have ADHD is because I think my mum, basically the part of my brain that doesn't work, she just sort of filled in for.
Well, don't say that.
No, that's just true though. That's just a fact. I think it's all to do with tone. It's all right. But yeah, just I wonder if anyone else's mum just sort of gives them all the food recalls and sometimes. I think she's just very, very. She's just always checking in. I think that's kind of her. Anyway, just wanted to talk about that.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We have a new segment on this podcast. That's my next segment.
Sorry, that was crap.
Basically, the next thing I want to talk about is our new segment. Because chat? Sorry.
Can you just get to it, man? You know what I mean? It's a segment three times.
Strike two, all right?
What was wrong with the strike?
The first time you were ableist. This one is also ableist. Now I'm just going to start using it as whenever I feel attacked. I'm going to assume you did it because of, you know,
I don't like
the
this.
Way
you
I
can't
am.
Get, well, I, no, because, okay, I'm going to start thinking some power I have.
You don't.
I do.
You're incredibly privileged.
No.
I am too, but just slightly less.
No.
Like a modicum less. And that's, I'm going to hold that over you. Anyway, we have a new thing. It's called the Jacktivities. Basically, we realise I do a lot of staying at home with my girlfriend, and that makes for bad podcast conversation. So,
I'm out there. Do you know what I mean? I'm living a fucking big life. I'm not staying at home with my girlfriend.
No, I know. It was great for the podcast, really, when you think about it. It really was. I tell you what, you had so much trauma to talk about and put in titles.
Okay.
So it was really good.
Let's get into your segment.
First time I thought about that. But anyway. Jacktivities, what they are is basically we started booking in, Mirren, our podcast director, started booking me in things that I probably wouldn't do on my own accord.
Anything, really?
No, without help? Seriously. People aren't going to favour you for this.
But only because you framed it negatively. You've reframed it negatively. You could frame it positively.
There's no positive way of looking at it.
I'm treating it normally. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not a joke.
I'm getting rid of the thin veil of...
Should we get on to these fucking Jacktivities?
Yeah.
Mate, you are... Right. Basically, I don't know how many times a month, we've not decided yet, but we book in a thing for me to do that I can then talk about on the podcast. This week, I became a florist.
I went to a school.
No. I went to a school of floristry.
Went to a school.
There's a floristry school, the Sussex School of Floristry.
God, thank God. All right.
Right. And I went and they taught me floristry.
Oh yeah.
And for what I didn't expect is it's actually quite a skilled art. There's like all these techniques. You must bring the flowers in at 2 o'clock. Grab, rotate, bring another flower in at 2 o'clock. It's all about layering. And you think the most important thing in floristry? Guess what it is.
The arrangement of the flowers.
Mm-mm.
No, what is it?
It's not even the fucking flowers, Tom.
The vase.
The foliage.
Oh.
In a good bouquet, you'll add foliage, leaves, fluffy bits to really pad out that bouquet, make it beautiful. That's what I learned. The flowers are the last thing you put in. You layer first foliage and then integrate flowers into that. With posting, that's a technique from floristry.
It's ridiculous. That's like saying that the real champion of this podcast is that lamp.
But Tom,
I mean,
it is. So anyway, I learned floristry and there's all these techniques. Apparently I was genuinely really good at it. The lady was like, you're a natural at this. You're really good. Yeah. Most people really suck apparently. And I was really good.
Okay.
So apparently,
well done, man.
No, I fully made you a bouquet to show you my skill.
Let's see it.
Because I appreciate you.
Thanks, chat. Well, it hasn't felt like
the main one I made for Eleanor for Valentine's Day.
Fair.
But this is for you.
Oh, man. Thank you. That's not, what I think I'll probably do is leave this just here.
Maybe need to put it a bit further back.
Like behind my ear.
I tied it, look.
And just the audio listeners. Look. There you go.
I'll give him a little bouquet of flowers. Describe the bouquet of flowers to the audio listeners, Tom.
It's got a smell. It smells like flower. It's got a pink bit that's sort of dripping.
That's the flower.
And you leaned into the foliage, didn't you?
Yep. It's the most important bit.
Really? Yeah, wow.
But anyway, if you go to the Patreon, $7 Patreon, there's now, every time I do a Jacktivity, this is the real fun of it. This is the real kicker. Not only do I just talk about the thing I did, we fucking film it. And you guys get to watch it on the Patreon. So if you want to subscribe, there you are. You get to watch me make a beautiful bouquet of flowers for my girlfriend, learn all about floristry. Oh, the lady who was doing it called me a good boy at one point, and we all were sort of taken aback.
You called yourself a good boy in the earlier episode.
Yeah, I could call myself a good boy because I'm good and I deserve treats sometimes. But being called a good boy, I put it in and she went, good boy. And I went, she like looked like, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to navigate this situation.
How did you navigate? Well, I'll have to watch the video.
I just glanced at the camera. You'll see. I possibly went a bit red in the face. I didn't know what to do.
I wouldn't know how to navigate that.
I didn't mention it. And she only did it once. I don't know whether it's just because she picked up on the fact that I really didn't know what to do. Or, I don't really, it was weird. No, I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, like, I think she meant it with all good intentions and all. But it just...
Maybe two good intentions.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that at all. I think it was fine. But I just think it was a little... It was, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting. But anyway, by this point, by the time you guys have seen this, I probably would have given them Eleanor. Reason being, you know, Eleanor, I don't know about that. Did Molly make you do this back when you were together and not alone? Did she make you ask
her? Do you know Molly watches these? She's kept up with everyone.
She'll probably laugh at that.
Well, yeah.
But Molly, all right, Molly, for you, a question. Did you make Tom, sorry, ask to... oh, God. Oh, the situation got awkward. Restart. Did Molly used to make you ask her to be your Valentine?
No.
Because
I just assumed I was since we locked in.
And thank you. Because this is what I thought when for the last three Valentine days, me and Eleanor have been together, I thought it's just... I'm saying implicit a lot, but it's implied in the sort of contract of relationship that you will be my Valentine henceforth. But she, again, and this is what I fucking hate about TikTok. Everyone wants to be the best boyfriend on TikTok. Everyone wants to look like the best guy. And all the girls see one boyfriend act well, and we've all got to match the fucking golden standard, right? So now I've got to ask Eleanor to be my Valentine.
Really?
I've got to request it.
That is needy.
No, don't disrespect my girlfriend. All right. I get to complain. But I think it's a sweet gesture. And what I've learned after speaking to her yesterday is it doesn't need to be a big thing. It's just like a little like, hey, do you want to be my I think she just likes the sentiment. But anyway, I saw the TikTok she sent me of some guy making it a big thing. And I've planned a big thing.
What are you doing?
Well, so I've got this big bouquet of flowers I made. I got her a little card. I bought some balloons. And I bought a cake. The guy in the video had a cake. And look, this is... The cake has context. On Eleanor's birthday, at a big party we did, I ordered a big cake for everyone. I bought it out to Eleanor. And it's a happy birthday, Eleanor. It was a lovely, beautiful, custom-designed cake. I bring it out. She blows out the candles. I take it to the back. We cut it up and everyone has a slice. I, however, being absolutely fucking leathered by the end of the party, when they went, do you want to take the cake home? I went, no, keep it. Eleanor didn't. She wanted to keep her cake, which makes sense. But I just let Bootlegger keep it because I was pissed. And also I learned she didn't even have one of the slices that went round. So she actually never got to eat any of her birthday cake. And I felt particularly bad about this because she really was quite excited for her birthday cake. So I thought, shit, I'm going to try and find an excuse to get her a cake again soon so she actually can have some. So I thought this was a good excuse, so I bought her another cake because she didn't get to have any of the first cake. I just felt like a piece of shit.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. So now I feel better because I've got her a lovely big red Valentine's Day cake that says "Be my Valentine" on it.
Sounds like you're gonna have a...
Again, this might be excessive. Yesterday, she saw. I was like, she asked me to do something. I was like, sorry, I'm at the shop. And she went, oh, can you pick this up while you're there? I went, oh, no, it's not a food shop. And she went, ooh, what sort of shop is it?
Ooh.
And then she got a little bit out of me. She went, oh, it didn't have to be that big of a thing. But now she's excited. As chronologically, as of right now, this hasn't happened yet. This will be happening tomorrow. But as of you seeing this, it's all happened. So,
sounds like you're going to have a good Valentine's Day, man.
Well, actually, no, I'm going to have a good Wednesday, the 5th of February. And then we're going away for Valentine's Day. We're going to a hotel in London. We're going to... What are we doing? We're going to the film premiere of Mickey 17, which is sick. Thank you to the people... is it Warner or... Is that a Warner film? I should check this because I actually do want to thank them because this is very cool.
Well, joke's on you, mate. On Valentine's Day, I'm publishing This Is the Internet episode 3, so...
Oh, I'm sure everyone's going to be looking forward to that.
Which I mean...
Warner Brothers, thank you very much for inviting me to the world premiere of Mickey 17.
All right, keep it in your pants.
What? I want to thank... How else are they going to invite me unless I'm gracious?
They're not going to get to 38 minutes into the podcast anyway to see this.
The clip will go around. Clip this, send it around.
It's not going to go around.
Send it
around. This is a very unappetizing clip.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm going to Mickey 17 on the day before Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, we're going to dinner at Le Petit Chef. He's a little chef. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's like a set menu. You sit down and...
Do we have to keep talking about Valentine's Day?
Yes, there's a hologram.
It's not very nice.
They project down onto the table and there's like an animation of a little chef and he makes your meal and then they bring out the real
it's
meal.
It's not very sensitive. You know what I mean? This is your lack of emotional intelligence.
No. I know that this might be hard for you. I just want to talk about it. The little chef makes the meal on your plate and then on the day afterwards, we're going to see Matt Champion in concert.
It's loneliest, mate.
What?
Horrible to lonely people. Do you know what I mean? That's NIST. Leverage.
I don't think that works. Also, you've got Erin. Just spend Valentine's Day with Erin, who is also single. And you live together. So he's essentially a bit like having a partner. Because you're both... I actually don't get the light. Well, just see if he's up for maybe some hand stuff.
Christ.
Just I don't know.
Right, everyone, we have
Valentine's
a
hand stuff.
We have a new segment this week, and a very, very unusual segment I came up with late while falling asleep. I also had this idea for the segment about a year and a half ago when I first was coming up with a podcast as what I thought would be amusing promo.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Oh, my God,
I've had this idea for a long time. So I'm going to give you some backstory to this segment. When I first went on Logan Paul's podcast, a clip of me went like really viral, but not to just our audience, to like a huge mass. I think it has something like 200 million
views. It went to like grind set people.
It went to like proper like Sigma grind set people, of just me talking about how I go to college as well as being a YouTuber. And I've always thought that was very funny. And what this segment today is we are going to fake a clip. Now, Jack is going to ask me some questions about... And I've pre-planned it. We're going to go through the plan.
Okay.
It's going to be about 30, 40 seconds. So we're going to fake this clip and we're going to film it all now live. And then we want you all to share it.
Make a TikTok fan page.
Make a TikTok fan page. Share it like, nah, this is mad. So it gets picked up by these things.
But we need, like, you know, the Andrew Tate, like, the
kind of, but
the
it,
music.
No. Let them do that. We just need to get it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They do that.
No,
I'm
they won't. An actual account will do that. We'll just get it
circulating. Oh, okay. We get it circulating, and then the actual
But what's going to happen
accounts.
Is, in lots of the comments, people are going to go, this is fake. And I need you to reply in, like, complete seriousness, no, lol, it's real. No, like, be like passive aggressive when people say it's fake. Be like, or if you see it, be like, lol, this is so mad. Or like, just let's like commit to the fact that this is real. Mm. So, how I'm imagining this clip's going to go is you're going to go, Tom, how much money do you have? You're going to go, Tom, how much money do you have? What have you done with your money? Tom, what's your advice for people who want to make what you've made?
Maybe perhaps we're talking about cars. Here we go. Tom, you see that new Lamborghini, Tom?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Expensive though. Like really fucking expensive. This is like, don't get me wrong, usually they're within the price range, but this one, Only my wildest dreams.
Yeah, mate.
For you?
No, you're doing it wrong.
No,
just ask
lead
me.
Me in.
No,
lead me
this
in.
Isn't how I want to do this. This is my segment. It has a T. That. This is, and when we put a T, that means Tom. We put a J, means Jack. And this is my
segment. I'm asking your stupid shit way.
Just go. Just go. No, really.
Tom, how many monies
no,
do you
have?
No,
you're such an idiot. You're such a prick. Just go. Just go. Tom, you're crushing
this feels like
my
you
vision.
Just, you just want to inflate your ego.
No, it doesn't.
This feels like self-serving. This just feels like you want to just like...
No, because I'm not...
You just miss when you used to be cool and popular like that.
What is your problem today? What is your actual problem? Say sorry. Say sorry. No, you've crossed the line. You're not doing my segment. You've called me ableist and a pervert, and you've gone on about Valentine's Day, and you keep... Say, apologise. You've crossed the... And I let you use my bloody shower.
I do appreciate the shower.
Give me an apology.
No, it ruined my rhythm, and there's no mirror. No, I apologise about what I said. All right, I'll ask you, Tom.
It was wrong. It was wrong.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, get into character then, because I'm about to ask.
Wait. Let me just get in there. I'm sorry. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Quiet on set. Seriously, how much money do you actually have at this point?
What, like now?
Yeah, obviously.
Probably like 25 to 30 mil now. Yeah.
What do you even do with that?
Well, I'd say first thing I did, all my mates from like back home that I grew up with, I bought like 6 or 7 of them a house just so like them... That was it. It's got to be like impossibly wanky. I'm going to say 6 of them, and then that was perfect. That
okay,
was,
we'll do it
again. Okay, but you know what I mean? You're getting the vibe. Okay, that was perfect. And then I'm going to, you got to ask.
Tell you look like a great person this episode. Let's go again.
Right. No, I'm telling you, this clip is going to be so many people. What?
This clip is going to be viral.
So many people can see this clip be like, what the fuck?
Okay. Right, lock in, bro. Lock in.
I'm sorry.
I'm not doing this. This is the final time we're going to do this. If we don't get it this time, that's it.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
So we've been doing it for about 10 minutes now.
Yeah, only because you spent 8 of those minutes fucking with
your process.
Well,
you didn't
like
my creative vision. Seriously, how much... You're a twat, man. Right, you're lucky that was a misfire.
Okay, nah, come on. This is what Freddie taught me. He said whenever he needs to get into character on stage, he thinks about the most horrendous thoughts.
Yeah, but that made you laugh.
Yeah, maybe laugh when he did it.
Yeah, to be fair.
He's going to cry.
Yeah, because you'd see his little face and you'd go, oh my God, he's thinking about horrible things right now.
Yeah, you can really see
anyway,
it.
Anyway, come on.
Right, come on. Imagine you're like...
Okay, let's do it, let's do it.
Right.
The jacket pull was so unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm getting in there, man. Okay.
Seriously though, how much money do you have at this point?
Probably like 25, 30 mil or something.
Fucking, what do you even do with all that?
First thing I did was, like, obviously I bought my mum a house. I went and I bought like 6 or 7 of my friends from home houses just so they were all right. And then, I don't know, I try and give like a mil a month to charity and then double what I give to charity I invest. Okay, it's fine. They can do a little trim there. Now, yeah. Now you go, okay, but what would your advice be?
For okay, me? Yeah, sure.
But
how did you do, like, what's your advice for people to try and get to you know, your level?
Honestly, no, I'm not on a level. I'm just like a guy, bro. But I just say, like...
It's fine. We can use editing.
Okay, just do a little cut there, okay? What's advice to get on your level? Okay. No, I wouldn't say, like, I have advice. Like, I'm just a guy, bro, but... Okay, no.
The forced bro.
Okay, no, we're so close. We are so close. I wouldn't say I have like advice. I'm literally just a guy with this stuff, but I just sorry, it's because I like then didn't say bro on bro. Alright, okay, come on. Alright. Nah, I wouldn't say I have any advice. No, I do have advice. I'm just a guy. I'm overthinking it. Alright.
Go on.
Yeah, my advice, well, I just say I'm like, honestly, just work hard. And when everyone else stops working, that's when you should work harder. You know, on those rainy days when everyone's going out playing and drinking out summer, that's when you should be inside working. I'd say triple what you invest into everything, and then just be grateful for like every moment, because at any second it could go. So yeah, bro. And then that's, you know.
Wow.
Is that helpful?
Is that helpful? No, you can't cut that bit. You can't ever be seen. All right, to, all right. Seen
now, you,
to see,
now you edit that together. It might work. It might not work. I'm not sure if I sold it enough, but it's fine. We've been on this too long. We've been on this too long.
You like, now you feel like a dickhead about it?
We've been on this too long. We've been on this too long.
Yeah, we were on this for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but because you fucking, anyway, let's.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Jack, what pissed you off this week?
Well, hang on. I want to rewind.
Segment.
We're leaving soon.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted to speak about that, and I think it's a very good point before we get to that.
Well, it's just mad, isn't it? Because I didn't really think, like,
how close it is to.
Cause yeah, obviously, the night, I was like, oh, my God, in 15 days, it'll be a month and a half till I'm away for 2 months. And you're going away for.
I'm going away for a while, because I'm going to Japan early March. Then I get back from Japan. I'm home for, like, 2 weeks. Maybe three at a push. And I join you on tour.
Yeah. For an undisclosed amount of shows.
Yeah, I don't know how many shows I'm doing. Yeah, even. I don't know how many days I'm out.
But it's just weird. I just thought about it. I was like, oh my God, it's actually like...
It's a long time to go away. I enjoy touring, but I think this year, I might need a little break from it after this one.
Yeah.
Just to like...
I don't blame you.
Just to be in one place for a bit.
Yeah, but you did, as we said, you did lots of traveling in the previous few years.
I also travel a lot outside of the tours, but when I get back, I still don't stay still.
I'm amping up for next year. I could be on the road for like half the year.
Which is...
But I got nothing tying me down now, man.
Well, yeah, exactly. You don't have people to miss when like at home. No, but like that is such a big part of it. That is such a big part of it.
If loneliest was a thing, man.
You would be the guy who is loneliest, yeah.
No,
you would be him. The loneliest guy.
Oh, I fucking hate this podcast.
Oh, sorry, I just had an itch in my eye.
Yeah, it's just strange that we're leaving for such a long time. But we're going to have so many brilliant guests when we're on the road, and some of which we got confirmed already. But
for the podcast as well, not just for the show.
I was literally just talking about the podcast.
Oh, excellent.
That's all I was talking about.
Excellent. I thought you were doing more tour promo.
No. I've done enough.
Good.
Done enough.
Well, yeah, no, we got so many guests lined up. So many guests, few of which, like, actually, there's one I need to confirm. It's my job.
It's quite solemn.
Just remembered, I'm like, we got some people that you wouldn't even expect, but I forgot I actually need to confirm that person. So,
yeah.
So maybe not. We'll see.
But no, yeah, it's going to be good.
But yeah, I'm very, very excited. But yeah, it's weird to think about, we're doing a lot of filming to try and cover being away. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of filming.
Doesn't bother me. I'm 25 to 30. I don't know. I'm not going
to say. This is 25 to 30 mil. How do you think you get that other than working hard?
It's not true.
Or hardly working. No, it's not true, but like...
What's pissed you off this week? Come on, see red for me.
All right, let's not do this, all right? Come on now.
Come on, see
Let's it. Not reference that thing. I'll get a twitch in my eye.
No, come
That's
on.
It's permanent now, by the way.
See red, come on. The see red is beyond that. You've seen it. You saw it. You nearly saw it last week.
Last week, I got pissed off. But
was that in the Patreon or the main?
It was the Patreon, I believe.
So we've got this new segment now. We've
basically on the Patreon.
Really over-segmented this week.
Last week on the Patreon, we tested...
This segment, segments. What's pissed you off the most this week? If you see red, you win. And it was a huge hit. So now it's been brought to the main. Don't worry. Faking a clip was a temporary segment. That's not a main. Mm. That was only for this week.
But yeah, we tested some segments, and this was one of the ones that was a real hitter. Tom asked me what pissed me off. And I got very, very pissed off about UPS. I'm not going to get into it, but UPS, then look, we're not friends.
Do you think like uni students that watch this are now going to be like, new segment where I clean the dishes and they'll clean the dishes at home?
Probably not.
Do you think that's going to catch on?
No.
All right.
I don't think so. But anyway, what pissed me off this week?
It could.
I know, man. Maybe the boiler thing. I got quite annoyed that the landlord booked the appointment for a day I wasn't in. I get it all worked out in the end, but what if it didn't? That I would be cold for more days. And the fact that the boiler people can't come over the weekend. Boilers are essential in the winter months. If I was an old person, or perhaps more frail in some way, I could have died in that cold house. Luckily, I have an electric heater that I huddled around. You know, after I left yours, after I had my shower, I'd just curl up in a ball on the floor next to the electric heater.
Really?
And waste the days away. Because there was nothing better to do in that cold, cold house. If I tried to go anywhere else, my joints would freeze up and I wouldn't be able to move. That's how horrible it was. I have a horrible life.
Yes.
Or I did when the boiler wasn't working. And then, yeah, I just thought it was cheeky just to book in an appointment before asking me whether I was in.
I think that's
such an assumption. I hate when people assume that I'm free. That's what, you know, there it is. I hate when people don't respect my time and assume that I've got nothing else going on. And they go, I'm not going to ask you if you're free. I'm just going to like book this in here. Guess what, motherfucker? I'm busy. I do shit, man. I got shit going on. Like, I always got shit going on. Even if it doesn't seem like important shit to you, it's important shit to me. Because I have to be structured in my life. And if you fuck with the structure, then everything goes to shit, doesn't it? And I don't get shit done. So people need to stop assuming I've got time for things.
Your life is like a...
Just ask. Just ask if I've got the time.
Like a tower of cards.
It is.
I tell you what pissed me off. And you know me, I'm not an angry kind of man. I'm not an angry guy.
You got really pissed off at me when I was trying to get into character, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, but you were being ridiculous.
No, I was just trying to give your clip more credibility, but...
It didn't. You gave it less. It gave it less.
No, it didn't.
It gave it... Well...
No, it didn't.
No, you're... Just...
Nuh-uh. There you go. I win.
No. Tell you what pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was in the line to go into my favourite dancing room, right?
Oh. They're called clubs. He doesn't want to keep talking about how much he's going clubbing.
I'm not going clubbing loads.
You go clubbing a lot.
Only because it's awesome.
Don't get me wrong. I used to go clubbing a lot, but like you're going a decent amount.
You went way more than me.
Oh, yeah, but like...
You went like every night, mate.
No, not every night. About four nights a week, maybe five.
I go one night a week if I'm feeling crazy.
No, you go one night a week, maybe two.
I've never gone two. Except a few weeks ago, but that was it.
Yeah, one, maybe two.
One is
I think you're guaranteeing one a week at the minute.
I am, yeah. But only because of 80s night. It's 80s.
Yeah, well.
They literally play movies on the screen.
If they don't, they play like little snippets.
Yeah, okay, imagine.
If they're playing whole movies. Like,
yeah, but they'd be Back to the Future. Anyway, no, because you're going to be what's pissing me off. I was in the line.
Yeah.
And I don't know what was going on with people, but they were all a bit drunk. And you know, usually people want to get a photo. They were just like sticking their fucking phone in my face. And I was going, oh, please stop. And he just didn't stop. Mm. So there's probably about 30 photos of me looking really grumpy in this line at like 1 a.m. I was getting so irritated. I had a go at someone. I never have goes at people. I had a go.
What did you say?
Well, I said stop. But that was firmly. It was along those lines. I said stop. I've told you my boundaries and you're ignoring them and it's pissing me off. And then all their
the boundaries buzzword doesn't have the same.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't have the weight it had on Twitter in real life.
So. No. And then I said that, and then he continued doing it. And
yeah,
thought,
people
oh,
don't
yeah,
really
no,
give a shit about your boundaries it's in
different.
Real life.
But I was getting so I was like, please, just leave me alone. And then I felt like Chapel Roan, but obviously minimized that sort of level of.
Yeah, I feel like she probably has it. She's probably a little bit more famous.
It's sort of with.
But does she have 30 M's?
What?
30 mil.
I don't know.
30 big ones.
But it's really, it's with what audience, you know what I mean?
I would say with our audience, Chapel Roan is also more famous.
Well, I don't know. It's difficult. It's difficult.
I wouldn't say it is.
It's difficult.
No, not
but
anymore.
I'm happy being number two to Chapel. Number two.
Yeah, maybe in the top 50.
Number two, number 48. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You know,
one
maybe,
of those.
Maybe in the big top 50.
Okay, all right. And what would you be in? But anyway, it was
hard to say.
Pissing me off, man. Everyone filming me. Leave me alone, man. I felt like Tyler the Creator in Paranoid, but I wasn't really paranoid. It was quite focusnoid. It was very like
focusnoid. Yeah,
it was just. It was very clear. There wasn't much to be paranoid. It was irritating. Have you not had that where people sort of almost?
I know it's people taking pictures of me, but I just ignore it.
Well, it was hard to ignore. Yeah, all right. I don't really get angry. I don't really see the segment.
I can't get
you.
Annoyed at people. I don't know. I put myself in their shoes, and I know I do.
Do you think I'd want to film me?
No, it's not me. But if I liked someone on that level, then yeah, like I would be. I don't think I would do it personally, but I can see like
just politely ask.
Just be polite. Absolutely. I'm not justifying this. I actually would really prefer people didn't do it. But when people do it, I don't kick off because I'm like, well,
I've never kicked off.
You did.
Yeah, but okay, because this one dude just did it literally. Okay, I'll tell. Oh, no. No, I won't say.
If someone got really close, I'd probably just go,
I won't say because he was really drunk, so I'll leave it. But he was, mate.
Be fun.
It was ridiculous. Like genuinely, like 12 times, I kept asking him to stop. It was getting so on my nerves. It was objectifying.
That's true. That's the correct word for that. Also,
1 point to me. I don't really like this segment when it asks me because I don't really get angry about things.
No, you just got a bit sad.
I don't really get angry.
We're going to retire the segment. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I like asking you.
Well, I don't always have everything. I worked it out this week, but you know. Also, not to say that people shouldn't ask for my time. I realize I got quiet, but it's when people assume I have time for things. It's the assumption that I don't do shit. I do shit, man. It just pisses me off. Anyway.
See, you are way better at getting angry than
I just get angry. But anyway, I've got a new segment that I need to do.
Nah, we've hit the hour mark.
No. This has to be in the main episode because the Patreon, the whole...
We've over-segmented, man. People don't want this many segments, man.
Well, this is my final one and it's quick. I came up with a segment that we didn't even test on the Patreon last week. We forgot, but I wrote it down. It's called the best NPC interaction. This is the best interaction you've had with just like, you know, just like with a stranger, pretty much. Just like someone
you've
never seen
again. Call all strangers NPCs.
I know, but I found a great humor in how dismissive calling them NPCs was in the segment where we uplift and say how great the interaction was. I thought it was funny.
It might not be great.
I thought this interaction is great. Basically, I got delayed. I had my train. I went to see the movie Companion. I got invited to an early screening. Great movie, by the way. It really beat my expectations.
Thanks, anyway. Warner Bros.
Was that Warner? I don't remember who did that one, but I think it was actually. Anyway, I got invited to Companion. Great movie, but I was delayed. I almost missed it because my train got like massively delayed. I was like stuck on the train for like an hour. And it ended up going to the wrong station, got diverted and everything. So I ended up, instead of going to London Bridge where I needed to go, in fucking Purley in South Croydon. So I essentially, what are you doing? You're not even listening to me.
I just spotted a load of toothpaste on my trousers. Like a lot, and it just looks a bit
jizzy.
Yeah, a little provocative. It is.
Well, it's all right. You deal with the jizz on your trousers and then we'll get back on with it, will we? You know, fuck it, I'll just tell the viewers. I don't give a shit about him. So, I end up in Purley, which is in South Croydon. I needed to be in Trafalgar Square, Leicester Square. So I had like this hour-long cab drive into Leicester Square. And like, this is fine. I was actually still going to make it just on time, just before the screening started. So I was like, oh, great, perfect. Then this problem arises where, because I was so stressed about being late, it wasn't until that I realised I wasn't going to be late that I calmed and realised I actually desperately needed to pee. And I now had an hour-long Uber ride ahead of me, which is bad because I was like, shit, it's all well and good arriving on time to Companion. And I'm realizing like I'm not going to make an hour, like I will piss myself. So I say to the guy like, hey, boss, next time there's somewhere I can pee, for the love of God, can you please pull over? Just like, I need to get out and pee, right? So he says, yeah, great, I'll pull over for you. He pulls over in the middle of the street somewhere in fucking like South London. I'm like, okay, great. I look around. I can't see anywhere like, you know, like a, I don't know, like a, I don't know where you would pee, but like a fast food place. I don't know, like a KFC or a Subway. Yeah, you know, they have toilets. So I'm thinking maybe he's going to pull up. Oh, you're listening now, are you? I'm figuring maybe he's going to pull up like there. I look around. I don't see any of them. I'm like, so I say to him like, Where's the bathroom then? And he goes, I don't know anywhere, man. And I'm like, well, I figured you would, Like, I figured you would put, when I said pull up next time you know of a toilet, I figured you would pull up somewhere where you knew a toilet was, not just in the middle of fucking South London. So he goes, oh, there's a petrol station over there. It's like a Tesco Extra. So I go in, Tesco Express. No fucking Tesco Express has a toilet. But I nip in, I go, do you have a toilet? They go, no. I go, of course they fucking don't. I am dying at this point. I'm also getting later and later for the film thing because it's taking, obviously, I'm not on my way to the film.
For a poo or a wee?
Just a piss. But I'm like, I don't want to piss myself.
Just go in a fucking bush.
I'm in the middle of South London. Like, this isn't a bush territory. I'm in the streets. You know, I'm like in the middle of fucking South London. I can't just piss anywhere. So anyway, I see a restaurant, like a local like restaurant. I'm like, I'm just going to try. Because usually they don't want you to pee in there unless you're eating. But I'm just going to try. I look at my wallet. I've got 20 quid in my wallet. I think if it comes down to it, I will give the guy at the restaurant this 20 quid and say like, don't even get me any food. Just take this 20 quid. Please let me pee. I was like that desperate. I get in, I walk in the shop, no one's in there, it's empty, I think, fuck, well, you know. But there's a guy behind the desk, I go in, I go, boss, please, do you have a bathroom? He goes, yes, but for customers. I'm about to grab my wallet and go, and he goes, if you're quick, you can go. I go, thank you. I go and pee. I feel great, best piss of my life. I leave, I say thank you. And guess what, Tom? I thought that boss, man, he could have made me pay. He saw that I was going for my wallet and he didn't. He let me pee for free. So you know what? Guys, Karachi Cuisine in South London. All right, let me look it up. I'll give you the postcode. Karachi Cuisine. Karachi Cuisine, London Road. It's a Pakistani restaurant. It's in Southwest. Karachi Cuisine, £10 to £30 a person. Go give them your customers a thank you from the Shut Up I'm Talking to Suitors. I want all suitors to Karachi
suitors.
Cuisine.
Suitors.
To help out boss man at Karachi Cuisine for letting me pee, because I really, I seriously appreciate him. So guys, please go to Karachi Cuisine. That is my plea. How's the worm doing?
No, it's my bit.
You don't get one.
Well, fuck off. I've got
no,
a good one.
No, you were rubbing toothpaste off your leg.
Well, I hope should have been less toothpaste. No, I've got one.
All right. I'll put this down then, shall I?
I've got, mine's a little double barrel. I was at Nando's and I got the drinks for free because basically I was saying if I use this glass, the water glass on the machine, will anyone know? She went no, and I went awesome. So I got the drinks for free.
So the staff at Nando's let you steal?
Yeah. Oh no.
Because no one knows who this girl is.
And then we were leaving Nando's, me and Freddie. Yeah, we were leaving Nando's, and the guy said, "Oh, are you Tommy in it?" And I went, "Yeah, I am." And he went, "Well, anytime you want, mate, you come back here and we'll serve you food and drink." I went,
"Yeah."
"Well, yeah, I hope so." I said that. I said, "Well, yeah, I hope so." And he sort of did a little laugh. And then as I walked away, I went, was he offering me free? And I, because there's two ways this went down. Either he said something and now he's embarrassed because he just said, we'll do our jobs. Or he offered me, we'll give you free Nando's, but poorly phrased. And I went, "Yeah, I hope so." Really, really bluntly. And I thought, there's no good scenario here. Yeah, that was pretty good this week.
That's good. That is good, I think.
Yeah.
That, or it's really mundane.
I was really quite embarrassed afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, what did he mean? I thought about it for a while. I nearly went back.
I suppose it's better than him going, "You come back here, we're not going to fucking serve you, dickhead." Like, I suppose that could have been, that was the bad option.
And he said, "I loved you on the Have a Word podcast." And I nearly went, "Well, you probably like Shut Up I'm Talking." But then I thought, no.
Don't need to advertise.
This is another guy. I was on the walk home from the Bob Dylan movie. I went to go see it again. And there's this group and this guy went, "Oh, mate, I love your videos that are like this." And I went, "What do you mean that are like this?" I went, "TikToks." He went, "No." "YouTube Shorts?" He went, "No." And then he went, "The square ones where you're real." And I went, "Ah, thank you." And then he said, and this is what I couldn't believe. He went, "I used to hate you. I used to hate you. I used to find you so annoying. But now, I was trying to fall asleep, so I put on your podcast." I thought, harsh opener. And then he went, "But the jokes, man, they kept me up." And I went, "Oh, wait." And he went, "Are you going to talk about me on the podcast?" And I went, "Do you want me to?" He went, No. Actually, yeah. So
there you are, talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. But he said that our jokes kept him up, man.
I think that's good.
I think so. It was a weird...
What do you mean it kept him up? Was... Like, he sat with it for ages, like...
I just don't get it.
In what way did it keep him up?
It was quite a layered compliment, yeah. But I was proud.
Well, thank you, that guy. But on that note, how is the worm doing? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody else, the worm is nowhere to be seen.
Pass it here, because I always find him.
Hold on. I can't find him. He's gone. Is he even in here?
What do you mean, is he even?
Well, he went on a holiday. He was living in Mirren's sink for a bit. Mirren told me he went on holiday in her sink, so he might not be there no more.
I'm worried I'm going to tip it the wrong way.
He's had cabbage. I can see the cabbage in the...
I don't see this worm.
I actually fully don't know that he's here today. He might still be in the sink. Are you sure he... What if he went down the drain? Oh, no. Oh, he's down lower because he's got more nutrients.
Oh, right there.
Oh, let's have a look.
I think you can see a little speck of him there at the very bottom.
There?
Yeah. No, idiot.
No, I think that's just soil, mate.
What?
Well, no,
that was our worm. To be fair, we've had a good couple of weeks with the worm. I think he deserves a week off.
He deserves a rest.
He deserves a fucking week off.
That's fine. Well, never mind then. Well, more to come on the Patreon. We've got...
How much is the Patreon again, Jack?
It's $7.
Wow, what a fucking bargain.
Exactly. And this week you get not only an extra episode, but the Jacktivity as well. You are being fed if you go and subscribe. We have plenty more to come. Plenty more, actually. We missed some of our segments today, so we have plenty more to come.
Not lots more. Well, guys, we're going to go over there now on the Patreon.